Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen, and I'm returning your call, calling from customer support.
Yes, ma'am. I have a charge on my credit card. Who am I talking to? I mean, what is this company?
Okay, we are a call center, ma'am, and we service different online vendors. So I would have to have an account located to know which company you're calling in reference to.
Hold on. It says the leading wellness in SP, Florida.
Okay, so I'm not sure what you're referring to, ma'am. Is that what's shown on your statement?
Yeah, and I have no idea what it is.
Okay. Yes, no, I wouldn't know what the company is either, by that information. That's the merchant ID. Let's see. If you could provide me with your zip code so I can see if I can locate something for you in the system, please.
76273.
Okay, let's see.
I got a date and a reference.
All right, so let's see. And your name, please, ma'am?
Janice Lester.
All right, Ms. Lester. Okay, I think I've located something for you in our system. If you would, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address, please?
1502 Sherman Drive, Whitesboro, Texas, 76273.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you. Okay, so yes, ma'am, I did locate an account for you, and so
What is it?
looking at this, what I'm showing is this is for the Consumer Direct Savings Store membership.
I don't have a. I don't have that.
Okay, let's see. All right, so looking at the account, what I'm seeing is it looks like that membership was activated. Let me go back. It shows that there was an entry for the chance to win some cookware that was signed up for. And let me pull that information up so I can get a better look. Okay, so what I'm seeing is there was an entry for the chance to win some cookware. That entry was $6.95. So in signing up, it does tell you that it's like a sweepstakes entry where you are being entered for the chance to win the cookware. If you do not win, then it does also enroll you into the membership, which provides you with a $125 gift. A voucher for that monthly membership to the online discount electronics store, but that also keeps you enrolled into the sweepstakes for the chance to win the cookware.
Well, how do I get that canceled off?
Okay, all right, I can help you with that, not a problem. All
My
right,
Lord.
so. All right, so what I've gone ahead and done is I did go ahead and get this canceled for you. And I do have a confirmation number to provide you when you're ready.
What kind of number?
It's a cancellation number.
Hold on.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so it's going to be C as in Charlie. 681. 641. 240.
Okay, now what do I do with that?
That's just for your records to show that I did speak with you today and that I did get the account canceled.
Okay, so I still have to pay that $68 and something?
Let's see.
Yep.
All right. So now what I can do for you to try to help you with this is I can do, I can offer a 35% refund. Reason being is not, I'm not saying that you read the terms when you signed up for the chance to win the cookware, but in that sign-up process, the only way that that would process is if you agreed stating that you had read and understood.
I don't think I did.
Yes, ma'am. And that's what I'm saying. The $6.95 would not have processed because it does not allow you to get to the screen to enter your credit card information unless that information was agreed to. Now, I'll tell you what I will offer to do here is I will offer to include my personal discount where I can meet you halfway on the charge and do a 50% refund.
That would be nice.
All right. I'm going to do that. And all right, so that's going to be a refund of $34.45. And that would go back to your card. And you would see that reflect within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And